Early this morning, President-elect Donald Trump tweeted that he wants to cancel a deal with Boeing to build two new planes for Air Force One. The 747 jet that carries the president is assembled in Everett. Trump says the costs are out of control, that Boeing will be paid $4 billion.
I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number. We want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money.
Let's straighten this out with the aviation editor for CNN, John Ostrower. John, welcome to KUOW.
Hey, thank you very much.
Is Trump's tweet accurate?
Is it accurate? Well, when you look at, there is a plan to replace Air Force One with new Boeing airplanes. Yes. Is there a contract in place that you will see anywhere on Boeing's books for two new 747-8s to be modified into Air Force One presidential transports? Not yet. Right now, there is about $170 million that's been spent to do preliminary design work on two new airplanes. Looking at what the DOD has identified as their budget for this, so between here and 2021, and again, budgets can change, the number is a lot closer to $2.8 billion, not $4 billion. Right now, that $4 billion number isn't entirely clear. And right now, even the features of the airplane are yet to be defined. What are the bells and whistles? What are the communication systems? What does this airplane actually require? And that's going to be fleshed out over the next, you know, year or so as we get a clearer picture of what the either a second notional Trump term or the 46th president of the United States is going to use for Air Force One.
Okay, we don't know where Trump got the $4 billion number. When Trump takes office in January, does he have the power as president to snap his fingers and cancel that order?
Well, certainly historical precedent suggests yes. The Obama administration actually did cancel a program that was meant to replace Marine One, the president's helicopter, because the aircraft had gotten too physically heavy, weighed down with systems, and it had become a poster child for how messy the procurement process is inside the Pentagon, and that's gone. And the President Obama's been using aircraft that we've become quite familiar with for decades that have landed on the South Lawn. So certainly presidential power allows this. I think the important thing to remember is that we're so early on in this process that it's not clear where this number is coming from, whether or not there are cost overruns already for a program that hasn't even gotten going. And so the murkiness of this is ultimately illustrative of the fact that this tweet created far more chaos and confusion than clarity.
Okay, but you're saying there's some precedent for this, so Obama canceling Marine One. I want to talk, John Ostrower, about it with CNN. You've been digging through Trump's old tweets about Boeing. He's a Boeing shareholder. What else is their relationship like?
So Donald Trump's relationship with Boeing goes back decades. The Trump shuttle, actually, were Boeing 727s that were built in Renton. And then he right now is a Boeing customer today. You know, his black, red and gold 757, also built in Renton, right in the same line. He's a Boeing customer through and through. And so he has tweeted in the past about the 787, and was quite vocal around when the airplane was grounded back in the first part of 2013 regarding its lithium ion batteries. Said I wouldn't want to fly it. I don't want to fly an airplane with lithium ion batteries. And I think what's illustrative at this point is that this is the difference between private citizen, billionaire, real estate mogul Donald Trump and President-elect Donald Trump, and the difference with how his Twitter communications and also his public statements are interpreted as future commander in chief and leader of the world's largest economy.
We're getting used to a president-elect calling out specific companies with the carrier air conditioner jobs. How has Boeing responded?
Well, Boeing has said not a whole lot, and they sort of woke up to this morning wondering what inspired this in the first place. I think it's important to remember that the Trump presidential transition does have personnel inside the Pentagon looking at budget items and looking at various procurement efforts that are going on, probably getting some information about that. We don't know if that's what inspired this, but certainly the president-elect has access to a different level of information than both candidate Trump and certainly private citizen Trump. You know, and when you kind of step back from that, you look at a relationship with private industry that is far more hands-on and company by company as we kind of advance into what is going to be the governing of the Trump administration.
We're talking with CNN's aviation editor, John Ostrower. We care about Boeing jobs in the Puget Sound area. Any sense how nervous we should be about Boeing's relationship with an activist new president?
Well, I think the Air Force One is, okay, let's first, I can say that this is a multi-billion-dollar contract. We know that it is right now. So if it goes away, that is a big hit to its defense business. That's several billion dollars worth of revenue that will not be generated by the company, and that's work that it won't have to do, and that's a program that it counts on and believes it is a strategic imperative for the future image of the company, because Air Force One is as much a flying ambassador for
right.
U.S. industry as it is anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes far beyond this. Boeing as the America's largest exporter. It has a unique role and a unique relationship with many parts of the world that have garnered the criticism of President-elect Trump. Whether it's trade deals with China, whether it's the Iran deal and the jetliners that the Islamic Republic has ordered. So obviously the Ex-Im Bank on top of that. So there are a lot of different. There are a lot of different pieces here where this is a relatively small portion, but as we see kind of their relationship, it's certainly a new dialogue around China and Taiwan, that could have a serious impact potentially for Boeing, with a lot to lose if the trade relationship with China changes. And you head over right down East Marginal Way in Seattle, and that delivery center at Boeing Field is filled with airplanes for China. They are about a third to a quarter to a third of the airplanes that Boeing delivers today, and that's a huge portion of its production.
So the
stakes are high.
We in the media sometimes debate how seriously to take President-elect Trump's tweets. It sounds like CNN's aviation editor, John Ostrower, takes it seriously enough, at least for now. John, good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Earlier today, the state congressional delegation said replacing the 26-year-old Air Force One aircraft will support good-paying jobs throughout Northwest Washington and is important to assuring the safety and security of future presidents. The president-elect's tweet does nothing to change those basic facts. It's KUOW's The Record.